see him across the field this week. How cool is it to know you're on the field doing your thing while another Michigan guy's out there doing his?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, you know, obviously all the coaches over there at Michigan love him. We watched a ton of his tape, so it's just really cool seeing him across the island.
Did you guys ever reach Chip? You and Tom?
No, I have not met him, unfortunately.
You did watch a lot of tape of him?
Yeah.
Back here in Michigan?
Yes, a lot.
Do you plan on meeting him before he's talking to him before the game?
It really depends. I mean, we got to get ourselves ready. He's got to get himself ready. So,
can't you just run out there and say Mr. Brady and JP back?
Michigan guy.
No, I'll probably be focused on trying to get ready, to be honest.
After the game?
Yeah, I mean, after the game, if I can find him. Maybe. Yeah, try to say hello.
How much do you feel like you've grown throughout this preseason?
Yeah, I mean, second camp, definitely there's a lot that you learn. There's definitely a lot of things that, you know, you're trying to get better at. And I think it's just, you know, fortunate enough to have done it last year and kind of going through it again. And just pick up little things here and there and just trying to, you know, operate more smoothly at the line, operate more smoothly with our guys.
I know this is a preseason game, but this is the one that matters more. I mean, it's the dress rehearsal, and this is the defending champs and all the connections you guys have. To be able to go out there, whether it's against the first team, second team, whatever it is, what does it mean to you against the defending champs?
I mean, it's a great challenge for us. Obviously, they're really good. I mean, you know that there's a reason they won the Super Bowl. And, you know, for us, it's just a good opportunity to go out there and play against a really good team, kind of see how we line up. And, yeah, it is preseason, so maybe they'll do different things. We're not sure. You know, the best thing is we can go out there and play some football and have some fun.
For you, is it more reacting now instead of thinking out there?
You're always thinking. If you stop thinking, then they consider that being brain dead. That's not a good thing to play football with. So, no, you're always thinking. But, yeah, a little more reaction, I would say. But, you know, you're always thinking and trying to figure out, okay, what are they trying to do here? And, you know, maybe it's a little bit quicker. Maybe you don't have to, you know, maybe figure it out in 2 seconds rather than 4 or 5.
Belichick's been one of the, you know, best defensive minds in football in his time. Do you prepare any differently going up against a team with this kind of defense?
We just, you know, watch our film, learn what we can from that. Obviously, yeah, they've been really good. He obviously has a system that works very well, obviously. So for us, it's just trying to, you know, see what they do and just trying to do the best we can against that.
Have you been trying to follow Michigan at all, just reading the blogs and stuff, seeing what
information? Yeah, big blog guy, me. Yeah, total big blog. No, I.
Any season prediction?
No. Jeez, guys.
11th too high or too low?
What?
I'm 11 and
11th. Is that too high, too low, or just right?
It doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter until what, week 6, 7? Until the real ones come out? I mean, you got to go win games. If you want to be at the top, you got to win games no matter what. So, no, I'm not paying too much attention. Just talk to a couple guys here and there, see how camp's going. They ask how mine's going, ask how theirs going, and, you know, it's. I think the rules change a little bit for those guys in regards to how many days they can practice and off days, stuff like that. So, you know, apparently Coach Harbaugh is really pumped up about that, so that's cool.
So Jake the Snake 72 is not you on MGo Blog.
No, Brad.
It's Jake.